Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was reading a comment about religious persecution by Sam Brownback. Let's continue with that today.
Plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible says.
If we're not successful, a multi-religious Middle East will no longer exist. Most of the Christians have been driven out of the Middle East already, and we're working to keep them there, but the time is short. A recent report by the British government confirms Brownback's warning, stating the inconvenient truth is that the overwhelming majority, 80%, of persecuted religious believers are Christians. Now, as long as God grants us breath, we need, and well, let me just say it to where Brownback said, I promise you, my friend, so long as God gives me breath, I will continue to speak out on this important issue and advocate for policies to promote religious freedom, and around the world, especially of persecuted Christians. How's the media react? The media coverage of that historical event in which the President of the United States attended. The CNN headline was par for the course, but said Trump will hold session on religious persecution instead of attending a UN climate summit. Now, it's clear that the climate summit was more important to CNN. But the sad fact is that religious persecution is increasing all over the world, and no religious group is more persecuted than the world's Christians. Now, I contend that the world's Christians are one of, if not the least likely group, to persecute other faith. Now, this is a fact here from the studies that were put together between the UK and the United States, with ambassador at large for the United States appointed by the president of Mr. Brownback, who was at one time the Kansas State Senator for the U.S. Congress, as well as the governor of Kansas one time. But in this study, they found that the worst violators of religious freedom, the 7 of the world's 10 worst violators of religious freedom are Muslim-majority countries. 2 of the remaining 3 are communist regimes. Now, I have added this because we must pray for the persecuted church. We should thank God that the current leadership of the United States, including the President, the Vice President, and the Secretary of State, and the Commission, there for Religious Freedom and Religious Persecution, is standing up and speaking for the freedom of religion. Now, folks, the United States was founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government. They come from God. Now, our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions. That was straight from our 200 years ago, over 200 years ago now. We need to go back to that. This is the way our country was founded. We need to go back to that. And I hope that our country will. Well, I want to thank you for that question, lady, and for that statement. And even though your assumptions were wrong, I still appreciate you writing in such a kindly manner instead of just going off in every which direction at this old preacher. And so it's nice that when people disagree, they can do it in a way that is very mature and not childish of saying things like bigot and dummy and a host of other words they like. So I appreciate the maturity that is there, and I wish all had that when they write in, because we are supposed to be representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, then it's time to move on to our next question, okay? So let's get right on with it. This one is just a little bit different. This email that I got, and so they asked me about mine and my wife's health. And I answered them about those things, and then I let them know that I was going to answer within the text of their email. So I put in bold print when I emailed it back what they had put in just regular print. And so let me read that, and I'll give answers. So you'll have several answers and several the statements from this listener. It says, what I mainly want to share is, first, how good the Lord is, mindful of every detail in helping me through rocks and boulders that arise in the path. And he moves them away. And I know it is him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, I answered. I believe our trials and tribulations serve to conform us to the image of Christ. Romans 8:28-29 says, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, for those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his dear son. Yes, predestination is not for unsaved to get saved. Predestination is about saved people being conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. This one goes on now. Last night I saw a program on TV regarding Babel and was so surprised at the surmising of the expert. Now, I think she probably was watching the History Channel, is what it sounds like. Sounds like him. And their experts are experts in liberalness, but not in truth. She says, true, they found a wonderful stone tablet from the time of Nebuchadnezzar II, and it showed an Assyrian figure and a step formation of a ziggurat. Okay, but they said, this is proof, the Tower of Babel. It was proof of the Tower of Babel. Babel. I've heard preachers say it different. I've always said Babel or Babel, and sometimes it's Babel. So you know what I'm talking about, B-A-B-E-L, okay? Now, again, she says, I don't think so. Plus, the time factor is off. Nebuchadnezzar is relatively recent. It took ingenuity to create the Hanging Garden, etc. And it wasn't some ramshackle attempt either. The tower must have been much earlier. Nimrod, who instigated the building of a large city, is assigned as the attempted builder. And a ziggurat is not shaped as a tower. What do you think? I say, yes, Babel is in Genesis 11, at least 1,400 years before Babylon. The two Babylons by Hyslop sheds much light on this subject. He well researched and footnoted his work. I've lost my copy of the book, but I believe that at the birth of the mystery of Babylonianism was born under Nimrod, the hunter of souls, and he did a good job at tracing that for us. She goes on to say, and then I was surprised to read today, after checking up, that Ur is 600 miles from Haran, where Terah stopped with his son Abram and grandson Lot. And for a long time, I thought God spoke to Abraham and asked him to leave Ur, but no. Hira left with his family, perhaps. It became painful after the death of his son Haran. And it was at Haran that God told Abraham to leave. I wonder how that went down with Hira, and how come Lot decided to leave with his uncle and not stay back with his grandfather. Well, my answer is, in Lot's case, it would be the brother who would need to take the responsibility in that day after the death of Lot's father and Abraham's brother, particularly in the case of an aged father. Perhaps we see something similar in the New Testament when Jesus says in Luke 9:57-62, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I'll follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell that are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 14:26-27 also comes to mind to me. I say that to point out that in all ages, man is to place the will of God before family and friends. If any man come to me and hate not his father and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever will not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. She goes on to say, human beings have always been the same. The human problems, emotion, selfish calculation. Also, so wise of Jehoshaphat, the way he preached to the Jews that vast army is coming against you from Edom in 2 Chronicles 20. I admire the steps he took to be entreated of the Lord. Fancy sending singing parties out in front to meet the enemy. Very thrilling to read this account again. I put praise the Lord, and you're right. It's always good to put ourselves in remembrance of these acts of biblical wisdom on the part of godly men. And then goes on to say, praying for you and your family, please pray for mine if your crowded schedule allows. And I will pray for you as well, and thank you for such a special letter. Okay, and so there's another listener that wrote us, and you know, it's interesting that this listener was asking me about my health, my wife's health, and so I think that's very special and very kind of the listener to do that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.